FedEx is suing the U.S. government over its ban on the Chinese telecommunications company Huawei. Last month, the Commerce Department added Huawei and its affiliates to what's called an entity list, banning the company from doing business with American suppliers or buying U.S. technology out of concerns over national security. Ali Velshi, MSNBC co-anchor and economics correspondent, has been taking a look at this. Ali, was this to be expected?
You know, it's the rock and a hard place lawsuit, right? FedEx is basically telling the federal government, your spat with China is putting us in a position as a carrier of goods to police the packages that it ships to make sure that the things that the U.S. government has banned are not being shipped. So it's saying, we can't do that. We can't help you enforce your laws. So I wasn't expected, but it's one could understand the logic behind the lawsuit.
Well, I was thinking that, you know, some American company is going to object to some aspect of this ban because everything's so interconnected. And in FedEx's case, they're saying, as you said, we're a transportation company, not a law enforcement agency, and that they've been bungling some deliveries because it's too hard. Explain.
Well, so a couple of things have happened. There were a few shipments. They weren't big, major shipments, but there are little things that happened. There was a shipment that was supposed to go to PC Magazine on June 21st. The shipment didn't go there. There was also a phone that was supposed to go somewhere else. It didn't go there. And FedEx is claiming that its internal systems that it's put into place ended up misrouting some of Huawei's packages. And so now Huawei is mad at FedEx about this. And FedEx is saying to the Commerce Department, we're trying to identify things coming from Huawei and make sure they're not misrouted, but we're bungling it. And if you make us put things into place in order to enforce your laws, that's not going to work for us.
And I would think in FedEx's case, this lawsuit is maybe a bit of self-protection. You know, they're saying we can't do it.
Yeah. Yes. And they don't want to get what they don't want to get caught in is some larger issue of breaking the law. Now, look, shipment companies understand some things, right? There are interstate commerce laws in the United States that prevent wine, for instance, from being shipped from some places to others. And it seems to be understood that they know how to do that. When a wine place in Sonoma gets somebody ready to ship something, they know it's wine. They tell you these are the rules. This is a little more complicated because Huawei ships things under different packaging, in different names. You don't know that what's in a package that has a phone. So FedEx is basically saying not just that we can't police your stuff, but it's unfair to us because you'll end up charging us because we'll have broken the ban or we'll have gone against government policy.
Right, even if we're trying.
Yes.
Look, the Commerce Department is saying, look, we're going to review this complaint, but meantime, we look forward to defending our agency's role in protecting national security. But you have President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping meeting or expected to meet later this week at the G20 summit in Japan. Is this kind of thing, I mean, Huawei obviously might be a conversation, but this idea that it's a ban is hard to do.
Yeah, it is. And it'll look, the bottom line is this is a remarkably irritating thing and more than irritating to the Chinese government. It's actually detrimental to U.S. companies. So you have to think of Huawei as an extension of the Chinese government in terms of these negotiations. So Trump will keep pressure on Huawei as long as he doesn't have a deal with the Chinese.
Right. And that is the issue, that Huawei is an extension of the Chinese government. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.